This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The fiscal cliff is not the only shock threatening the economy. Longshoremen at more than a dozen ports along the East Coast and Gulf Coast threaten to strike at midnight tomorrow. Boston, New York, Miami, Houston, these ports together handle about 40% of the shipping coming into the U.S. This morning, President Obama urged the parties to work things out. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is here with more. Hello, Dan.
Good morning.
So what's behind this contract dispute between the Longshoremen's Union and the management at all these ports?
Something called container royalty payments. It sounds technical, Jeff, but when you get right down to it, that money goes into workers' pensions and benefits fund. Cornell Labor Studies Professor Richard Hurd says it's critical to the longshoremen.
It's very important to them. It's really important to the union. They're a union that's been able to maintain good benefits for their members because of the existence of this royalty payment.
Hurd says this dispute really boils down to just this one issue, and he thinks neither party really wants to strike and may be willing to keep negotiating after the contract deadline, which is Sunday.
Let's talk about the economic impact if the strike does happen.
Right. Well, pretty much everyone agrees the economy is going to suffer. According to the union, they will continue to unload certain products like fruits and vegetables, as well as steel and cars. But what they won't unload are retail goods and raw materials. Chief economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial says the home construction industry is one sector that could feel the pinch.
These are companies like Home Depot and Lowe's because their Christmas comes in April, the beginning of the home building season. If the strike lingers long enough, they may find that their shelves are not stocked in time.
Of course, all of this could be moot if an agreement is reached, or the East Coast could see its first dock worker strike since the 1970s.
That's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.